been waiting on it for a little while. And appreciate you being here. I know you work hard today and probably tired. I sure appreciate your efforts coming out of the Lord's house. I love you tonight. I count it an honor to serve the Lord with you. Some of you men's ugly, Brother Dole, but I love you too. Hey, enjoyed Brother Randy's message last week. It's a blessing. Amen. What a blessing that was. I was going to see if maybe this weekend you want to go camping. Well, I don't really remember what happened, but you pray for us tonight. I'll be in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4, something Lord's been working on my heart here lately. I would like to, if the Lord would be our guide, I'd like to do a series on what's coming in these last days. I'd like to, tonight, I would like to cover, if we can, the rapture. And I'd sort of like to, I'm going to try to calm down and teach it if I can. And I'd like to go maybe next time to the tribulation and pick that up and just hit the high spots. And then I'd like to go to the Armageddon and the millennial reign. And then I'd like to go to the great white throne judgment and heaven, the new heaven and the new earth. And so you pray for us, and I feel a need for this in this day that we live. And you know, I work with some guys in construction, and I think about them and how I've failed. And the people, you look at them tomorrow when you go by them, and God's put you at your job or at your school, wherever you might be, for a reason. It's not just to bring a paycheck. But I believe with every ounce of my being that God's put us in places in this life to share the Lord with a lost and dying world. I believe that. And you think about them dropping off into hell, and you could have possibly made a difference. You know, that's, I don't know why here lately, but it's really woke me up. I guess I'll say I'm ashamed of the way I hadn't been a light for him. I hadn't been what I ought to be, just to be honest with you. But I want to be from here on out. I want an opportunity to talk to him and just speak his name to him and let him do the rest. So maybe if you've got lost loved ones or lost, somebody lost, you know, get them under the word. Get them under preaching. Just, you know, we can't save nobody, but we can invite them. And we can tell them about Jesus. Salvation's of the Lord. But you pray for us tonight. Let's look at this scripture here. 1 Thessalonians 4. Father, we come to you tonight thanking you for this opportunity to open your book, Lord, and share the scriptures tonight. And God, I ask you, you know my feebleness. You know that I am slap empty. I have nothing to offer. Lord, I pray, Jesus, God, that you'd fill me, speak through me, set me aside. Lord, speak to hearts. I pray, dear Holy Ghost, that you'd paint a picture in our feeble minds, Lord, of what's coming down this road. And we love you and we praise your holy name. For it's in Jesus' name we ask. Amen. Amen. All righty. I'm going to read this, starting in verse number 13 of 1 Thessalonians 4. The Bible says this: But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren. Does anybody know why Paul made that statement? Because they some ignorant brethren. Amen. Alrighty, I just wondering if you're paying attention. Concerning them which are asleep or have passed away, dead, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Now, that's where we get our word rapture. The word rapture itself is not in the King James Bible. But this catching away, this taking away, this snatching is where we get the word rapture from. And I'm interested in taking a title out of verse number 18. I love that verse. And listen to what it says. It says, wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. And I want to teach or preach or whatever comes out on comfort for what's coming. And you know, I talk about this rapture. I love this passage and this subject very dearly. I love it. But I've had people, Christians, to tell me, I don't really want to talk about that. It makes me nervous. I don't want to talk about that because it scares me. And you know, that's contrary. Any of y'all ever had somebody tell you that? That's contrary to verse 18. I've had them say, I really don't want to talk. I don't want to discuss that right now. It sort of frightens me. So I want to look at verse 18 and let's break it down word for word and see what it says in relation to this scripture. So we live in a time, we know that we live in a time to where it is, this world feels, it just has an empty feeling. It has a feeling that people are looking for something. And we all know that it's Christ. We know that it's the Lord. He can solve any problem. He can help anybody. He can save anybody. But it seems like this world is just a big void. And people are numb. And people are... It's just... I don't know how to explain it. Maybe you can explain it to me after service. But it just feels strange. Does anybody feel that atmosphere as you go to work, or maybe you're going through these holidays, you get with your family, and you get around certain places? It's just weird feeling. Just a strange, strange feeling nowadays. And we live in these times, and I'm telling you that I believe, and I want to stick to the scriptures. I don't want any speculation in this. We don't want to guess. We don't want to just say, well, this is what I think. And though I may say that a couple times. But, you know, I want to stick to the scripture because we need to be, as Christians, as God's children, we need to be comforted when we read this. And we're going to find out in just a little bit why, possibly, that we're not comforted when we study this or when we read this. Because we all know that strange feeling. We all know that, you know, if you're in this thing for the long haul, you know that this is about to happen. It is soon to happen. There is an eerie peace right now. And you can blame it on Trump. You can say Trump has come in. Everybody's going to be honky-dory and everything's wonderful. Don't be so naive. Jesus is soon to come. And what's taking place today, I believe with every ounce of my being, is the stage is being set. The curtain is closed for the last time and it's fixing to open. And this is about to take place. And I look at lost people. I think about the people in this church. And I don't want to get into next week's or next whenever I get to preaching. I don't want to get into that. But you know, it amazes me how people can sit in this church under the preaching that's in this church. Brother Ken's preached on the cross how many Sundays in a row? 4 or 5 Sundays. And no, I don't think nobody's moved and gotten saved. It's amazing that there's going to be people that's not going on this trip. And buddy, I don't want to get over into that, but when it comes, it's going to be a scary sight around this place. And I want to ask you tonight, are you saved? Are you born again? Let's look at this here. The Bible says, wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Wherefore, it's another word, just like when you read in the Bible, therefore. And we see that it's pointing back to something. It says, because of this, or in response to this, in response to the previous verses that I read tonight, he says to comfort yourselves. And what is he talking about? So let's look at it up here. So Paul explains death, that they sleep in Jesus. And we know that our loved ones that saved, we know that when somebody passes away, if I die tonight, I'm born again, I'm saved. I'm going to heaven, but my body is going up here on this hill or wherever they stick me at, whatever. And it don't matter. But you know, this body is going to the ground, but my spirit is going with the Lord. I'm asleep in Christ. So, for this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. Verse 15. Verse 16. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. Now, let me explain to you. We're just going to, and I know most of you, 99% of you know this, but maybe there's somebody here that don't know this. What's going to take place next in this old world that you're looking at is the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. So, here's how it's going to work. You're going to be going on your merry way. You're going to be going to work, driving to work, at your desk. I don't know what you do for a living. And you're going to be there. And all of a sudden, I'm talking about as fast as grease lightning and then some. And we'll get to that. I want you to be flipping over to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. At one of these days, the Lord, all of a sudden, he's not going to warn nobody. He's coming as a thief in the night. What does a thief do? He comes and steals away. So the Lord Jesus Christ himself, I'm glad that he's not sending somebody else. He's not sending an angel. He's not sending his archangels. But he is coming himself to get us. Ain't you glad of that? And so wherefore? So we see here, the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. So the Lord is going to shout. And then there's the voice of the archangel, which is thought to be Gabriel, scripturally. Gabriel is going to be the one. I have no earthly idea what he's going to say. But he's going to be with the Lord. The Lord is going to shout, or it could be a culmination of shouts. I'm going to tell you that when I realize that in the split second that I'm raptured up, I'm going to shout with him. Amen? And if you're saved, I don't care if you're not religious. I don't care if you are, if you ain't got no emotions or not. When you realize that you're going up and you're going to glory, honey, you're going to shout. I'll promise you that all your dignity, all of your pomp and your pride is going to be left behind. Amen. As the old saying is, you're probably going to kick the back end out of your choir robe. Amen. I'm talking about going to glory. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God.
So there's three different sounds here that's going to be made. Three different noises that we're going to hear. And it's going to be so fast. Are you in 1 Corinthians 15? Let's see how fast this is. 1 Corinthians 15. I want you to look at this in verse 51. 1 Corinthians 15, 51. The Bible says this. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep. We're not all going to die. But we shall be changed. And watch this. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. What exactly is that? I've heard it described as a blink. But that's not true. A blink takes too long. All right. If you closed your eyes tonight, and I told you, look up here and tell me what I'm holding, your eyes would look at this and immediately your eyes would somehow, as fast as the speed of light, would tell your brain that I'm holding a phone. And that's how fast this rapture takes place, just as fast as your brain tells you he's holding a phone. And that's how fast this is going to take place. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. So these bodies that are up here on the hill, I think about Gerald as he passed away. I always use him. Gerald, as he went in that ground, his body was riddled with cancer. Many of you have loved ones that you've laid them in the ground and they've had corruptible bodies. Their bodies are literally rotting. My body, your body, everybody in here, is your body is rotting. Your body is decaying. This body, that's why we wrinkle. That's why our cells break down. Everything is breaking down and one day it's going to give way to death. If the Lord don't come get us first. So this corruptible, notice what it says, for this, verse 53, for this corruptible must put on incorruption. So we laid these up here that's saved in the ground. I hope every one of them is, but we laid them in the ground with a corruptible body. But one of these days when this sound comes, these three sounds, the Lord's shout, the voice of the archangel, the trumpet of God, when we hear that, they're going to be raised incorruptible. Their bodies will know no pain. Their bodies will know no hardship. Nothing's going to bother that body. That body is going to be perfect. Let me show you that. Let me show you that in the script. Go with me to Philippians chapter number 3. Philippians chapter number 3 and verse number 20, I believe it is. Verse 20, for our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, and that it may be fashioned or made again like unto his glorious body. So we're going to get a glorified body that instant, that fast. Jesus spoke us into existence in the beginning of time in Genesis. He made man in God's image and he spoke it into existence. The same exact thing is going to take place here. He's going to shout, and by that shout it's going to signify a lot of things to take place. He is God and he is going to rapture us up and he's going to change these bodies that's coming out of this ground. Let's go back to our text. It says in verse 16, he'll descend with a shout, voice of the archangel, the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Now, verse 17. Bible says this, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds. So let the Lord paint a picture in your mind of what this will look like. Let the Lord show you in your mind what this will look like. So we're going to have almost simultaneously, we're going to hear a shout. I mean, you got to see how fast this is taking place. I mean, this is faster than anything that you've ever seen in your entire life. First thing is we're going to hear the shout, the voice of the archangel, the trump of God. The graves are going to burst open. They're going up to meet the Lord in there. He is not, by the way, the rapture, he's not coming all the way down to the earth. He is coming part of the way. He's coming in the air. And those dead bodies are going to go up, and they're going to be with him. And almost simultaneously, we will be caught up together with them in the air. So we're all going to be up there together with him in the air. Isn't that something to shout about? I mean, that's amazing. That's a blessing. I say, glory to God. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Ain't that wonderful? Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in there to meet the Lord in there. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. So, not getting ahead of ourselves, but from that point on, we will never, ever again leave the literal Lord's side from then on. From eternity on, from the day that trumpet sounds. And by the way, honey, it could happen any time. I mean, you ask any preacher, you ask anybody, this could take place tonight. It is set. It is ready. I honest to goodness, can't believe it ain't done happened. It's coming soon. And he says, so shall we ever be with the Lord. There's the wherefore. But now let's look here what it says. Comfort. Comfort. It means to go beside or to encourage or strengthen or instruct or teach. The ignorance that it speaks about up in, verse number 13 there. It's easy to be ignorant about these things. And by saying ignorant, I know in the South we use that as a slang word to joke at somebody or put them down or whatever. But ignorance just means unlearned is all it means. It means that we're not vested in a specific subject. So, you know, a lot of people are ignorant about this and they worry about it and stress about it. But listen, if you're saved tonight, if you have been born again, you have absolutely nothing to worry about. Absolutely nothing. As a matter of fact, the Bible would not have added this little short verse number 18 to this if he wanted you to be worried about it. But he said, comfort one another with what we're talking about tonight. And by the way, if you look at this from a world standpoint, it is the end of the world we're talking about. It is the final of finals. It is the conclusion. It is, as the movie will say, the end. And it is going to be over. And I got news for you. Anybody that's ever sit in this church here and heard the gospel and walked out of those doors here, if you've ever heard the gospel, walked out of those doors and the trumpet sounds, you are doomed to hell. I'll show that to you next time. So if you're saved, and I tell you, if I was lost tonight, if I didn't know Jesus, I beg you, with everything I've got, I'd give anything in the world if you would get saved. And I'm not trying to add to this church. I'm not trying to... Listen, I'm telling you, I want to see you saved because I know from studying God's Word what is coming down the pike. So we need to be saved. Comfort. So this is for the saved. We're saved. We're secure. Ephesians chapter 1. We're sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. You have no reason. This is why you can get comfort from it. Can you remember a time when the Lord saved your soul? Can you remember that day? Can you remember it vividly? And then you're sealed. The Bible gives us proof that we are once saved, always saved. God don't birth sons and say, all right, you did wrong, you're no longer my son. You're not my daughter no more. That's not the way it works. I am birthed into the family of God, and I belong to God. No man, amen, no man can pluck me out of his hand. So I can be comforted by that. All right, we're saved, and we're soon to be delivered. Why are people so scared then?
First of all, cause of ignorance. Second of all, would be because they're lost. No doubt. No doubt. I'd be scared too. And isn't it amazing? Listen to me just a little bit. We're about done in a little bit. Isn't it amazing that this world that you and I live in, even the people that never has darkened the door of a church are even talking about what I'm talking about tonight? Have you heard anybody that's lost discussing the end times? Absolutely. If you hadn't, you must be living under a rock. Isn't it amazing? Isn't it amazing all of a sudden for the last maybe 10 years that, and I don't want to get too far out there on a limb, but isn't it amazing how that UFOs and all this stuff has grown so popular? The zombies and all of these things have grown so popular, and people are mesmerized with it. As one preacher said, used to, when I was a kid, the only place you seen them was on the National Enquirer. Only place you'd hear of them was somebody joking about them. Area 51 out there wasn't but nothing but a big joke, but now it's on Fox News. And they're talking about the possibility. You know why that is? And I can't get into all that. That's next time. But there's a great deception coming. I'm trying to emphasize tonight that it's on the doorstep. And as it's on that doorstep, as soon as you hear it knock, that door's coming open. And I pray with everything in me that you're ready to go. So ignorance. Lost. What's the third thing that would make us uncomfortable? Even this crowd tonight. Now listen to me, this will help you. The reason that a lot of people will tune this out and not want to hear about it is because basically they have things in their life that God's not pleased with. Sin. See, if you've got broken fellowship, I'm telling you, I know from experience, if you've got broken fellowship, if you're not where you need to be with the Lord, you're not looking for Him. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to go into a little bit. You look at one thing that'll draw you away from the desire to see Him come. It ought to be our heart's desire. It ought to be in my being. It ought to be every day I should wake up, and I do now, longing for His return. Can you remember a time in your life when you longed to see Him? Can you remember that? Why do you not now? I'm going to tell you why. Because there's something that's come in between you and that feeling you had. He ought to be the love of our life. He ought to be the one that we so much desire to see above everybody and everything. And you know, you need to strive to get back to that as a Christian. John said, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." It's all in your Bible. You need to long for Him. Desire Him with everything. You know what that tells? You know what the story is behind that? When you desire Him, when you long for His appearing, you know what that's saying? It's saying that I'm not in love with this world. It's saying that I'm not in love with money. I'm not in love with my job. I'm not in love with the American dream. But I long for Him and His coming. Comfort. And then it says one another. This is addressed not really to the lost, but it's addressed to you and me. It's addressed to saved folks. Wherefore comfort one another. You can't comfort a lost man with this. Comfort one another with these words, he says. The saved, the redeemed. It's addressed to us.
It's meant. This passage of Scripture here is, you know, it's been named by, it's been named by the world the apocalypse. It's been named judgment. It's been named all kinds of things. But this right here was written to admonish. It was written to encourage. It was written to give you hope. Remember what he said up there? He said, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. This is for saved people, to strengthen their hope and give them hope. And, you know, because this life, there's battles that you face. There's difficulties that you face. As a Christian, you go through hardships galore. But reading this right here gives you hope that there's a better day coming. Ain't that a blessing? So what I'm saying is, when you have a bad day, when everything falls apart, I really, according to the Word of God, I don't know if I could find any better passage to read than these verses right here. That'll shut the devil up just like that. You know, the devil might remind you of your past. He may remind you of the present. But you can remind him of his future. Amen. And it'll shut him up, because I promise you, the Bible even says that the devils, they believe and tremble. Honey, they know what's coming down the road for them. So one another. But lastly, these words. Comfort one another with these words. What words? The words above. The Word of God. This subject here. This particular subject. Our Savior. The Scriptures. Ain't you glad tonight that we have a copy of the Word of God? And you know, I listen to podcasts. I listen to different people talk about this subject here. And I can't understand what's the big deal. Why is it so hard to understand? The Bible lays out specifically down to the detail. And I have not got time to go over the very details all through Revelation. I'd be preaching this time next year. But you know what? He gives us specific details of how it's going to happen, when it's going to happen, even who. And you know, all of these things with these words. You know what we need to do tonight? Listen to me. I beg you to. And I know this is the cream of the crop in you. I know that you strive to live your life close to the Lord. But you know what? As this thing is closing down, and I know I preach on this all the time, but I feel like it's needed. And it's what God puts on my heart, so get mad at Him. You know, as we're about to leave, I can't stress enough our loved ones. And those that's lost, that's around us, please ask God to open you a door. I've been asking the Lord for about two men for probably about a month now that He'd open me a door that I can witness to them and talk to them. And you might think that I know how to witness and I'd be good because I'm a preacher. I'm the world's worst at going one-on-one with somebody. I'm just telling you, I don't know what to say. It's like I go dumbfounded. But you know what? I need to do that. It's all right if you don't know what to say. Just tell them Jesus loves you. And just pray over it. And ask God to open that door. And I'm asking God, you know, for certain ones at work that maybe he'll let us take a trip down the road together and drive somewhere together. And then that'll be a door where I can get them one-on-one, you know. Ask God to allow that. And ask Him to help you, give you words to say. Because time's running out. Time's dwindling down. And I want to say it one more time before I close. You, if you're here lost, If you've never been saved, please get saved. One of these days, you listen to what this little preacher's saying tonight. One of these days, those that you're sitting with, those that you love, that are saved, are going to be gone. And I promise you, it's going to be the most awful thing down here that you could ever imagine. And I'm not trying to scare you. I'm trying to tell you about Jesus. He came on Calvary's cross, and He died and shed His blood so you would not have to face this. And listen to me. If you make light of it and you say no, you turn Him away, walk out these doors, you have heard the gospel. And you, not me, not Brother Ken, not nobody, not your loved ones, you have made the decision. And you'd better think about that. Because whether you like it or not, whether you tune it out or whatever, it's on the doorsteps. And I want you to know, I love you. Everybody in this room, I love you to death. And I want to see you born again. I want to see you saved. I don't want to see you go to hell. I want to see you go to heaven. Pray for the ones that's coming in these doors on Sunday. These pews will be filled this Sunday. And you can't tell me that all of them saved. Pray that God would move through Brother Ken. Pray that God would preach him. Pray that hearts would be softened. Pray that people would be attentive. Pray, I even pray for who's around them, that there'd be no hindrances. God would have, the Holy Ghost would have liberty to move and do His work and not be hindered. You better believe the devil goes to church too. As I've prayed 1,000 times, if I've prayed it once, God binds Satan in the pews. So we've looked at the rapture. Maybe next time we can look at what's taking place down here when we're up there. And then what we're doing up there during this 7-year tribulation. So many things. It's wonderful. It's something to comfort yourself with. We're going to heaven one day. I want to ask you tonight, can Miss Amy come sing? Come just play something, one of y'all. I want to ask you tonight, before it closes out, and I don't know, you may not need this altar, but probably wouldn't hurt every one of us to hit it. I wonder tonight if there'd be one here that's lost. You know, you can come and you can kneel in this altar here and you can cry out to Jesus in your own words. And you can say, Lord, I don't really know what to say. And I know I'm a sinner. Would you save me? And you know what He'll do? He'll save your soul. And He'll get His pen and write it in blood, your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. And you know what? After that, you can be comforted with what I just taught. Because there ain't no worries. Once you've been here, ain't no worries then. We're going to glory. But I want you to go. Maybe you're here tonight, a Christian. And just be honest, we just family here. Maybe it's been a while since you've longed for Him.
Maybe it's been a while. I've been there. I promise you, I've been there multiple times. It's been a while since you've really, truly looked for Him. Woke up in the morning saying, Lord, it sure would be a good day. I wonder while she sings if you may want to come and pray and talk to the Lord. You may want to get saved. I'll be right here. If you want to be saved, you just come kneel. I'd be glad to lead you to the Lord while she sings. I want her to sing a verse or two. Would you come? Let's all stand. Mind Him tonight. Mind Him tonight. Let's get that desire back. Let's don't let our loved ones go without telling them.